Netflix debuts a new drama today. It's called The Spy, and it's anchored by someone known for his outlandish comedies. Sacha Baron Cohen, creator and star of edgy satires like Borat and TV shows including Who is America? NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has been watching and joins us. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Okay, so first of all, how is it?
It's interesting to me because I didn't know much about this story. So basically, Sacha Baron Cohen is playing a figure who's pretty well known to Israelis and pretty well known to people who know Israel's history. But he was born in Egypt. He immigrated to Israel and wound up working for the Mossad, Israel's version of the CIA, to go into Syria undercover, pretending to be a businessman in order to gain intelligence about that country. And this was not too long after Israel had been established. And so there's a lot of tension between Jewish people in Israel and the various peoples that surrounded them. And Sacha Baron Cohen's character was dealing not only with wanting to be patriotic and support Israel, but also feeling that, you know, some Jewish people in Israel looked down on him because they saw him as an Arab. So we've got a clip of him talking to the handler who is trying to suss out whether or not he would be a good candidate for training to actually become an agent. Let's check it out.
If your country needed you to quit your job, would you do it?
To do what?
If your country needed you to quit your job, would you do it?
Yes.
If your country needed you to lie to your friends, your family, your wife, would you do it?
Yes.
If your country asked you to risk your life, would you do it?
I already have.
Now, if you know the history, and this is shown in the very first scenes of the first episode, the real-life person that this was based on, he was discovered in 1965, and he was tortured and executed. And so if you know the history, you know how the story ends. You don't necessarily know how it got there. And that's what the six episodes that are on Netflix are all about.
And that issue of Baron Cohen's character being kind of an outsider in Israel, even though he's Jewish, let's listen to him discussing here how he feels people see him to his wife.
You know what they see when they look at me?
I know what I see.
They see an Arab. That's it. Jewish, yes. I'm just an Arab.
You're my Arab.
How does the show explore these contradictions?
Well, see, that scene is interesting because it follows a scene where Sacha Baron Cohen's character and his character's wife, they were at a party that was thrown by her employer. And her employer's husband assumed that he was a waiter because he was wearing a vest and he looked like he might be Arab. You know, for me, because I wasn't conversant with these different kinds of tensions, it was interesting to see it play out in a scripted setting. And then there's the tradecraft of actually being a spy. And there's actually a lot of time spent in this series showing him learning how to be a spy. And we even have a clip of him learning his cover story. Let's check it out.
My name is Kamel Amin Thabit. I was named after my father, Amin Thabit. My mother's name is Saida Ibrahim. They were both born in Damascus.
So, yeah. So you see the amount of stuff that he had to memorize and had to become second nature for him to be an effective spy. What the series shows is that he's so eager to prove himself that he's constantly exceeding what they're asking him to do in ways that endangers his cover. It's really interesting. There are some people, I think, who would criticize it. Some of the dialogue is clunky. And I do think that for people who already know this history, it may feel a little simplistic. But for a lot of Americans, this may be their first introduction to this time period in history and these different forces at play. You know, to have a great spy story in the middle of all of this history, I thought it was a really interesting six episodes.
It's interesting to hear Sacha Baron Cohen, who I think of as a comedian, in a dramatic role, especially after watching Escape at Dannemora, produced by Ben Stiller, also a comic actor doing a serious show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, comics often say, and I agree with them, that comedy is harder than drama, mm-hmm. and that a lot of the acting chops that you need to sell something that's comedic, you wind up using when you're in a drama anyway. You know, there's a long legacy of comics being able to tamp down their performances and do quite well in drama. The one thing I think people might say about Sacha Baron Cohen is that he can seem a little stiff at times. I mean, he's trying to play someone who is playing someone. And that is a very difficult mm-hmm. performance to try and embody sometimes. And I think sometimes he comes across as a little self-conscious, even for somebody who is a spy in training. But the story is so powerful that it often carries along his performance, even when he isn't necessarily knocking it out of the park as an actor.
It's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans talking with us about The Spy, which debuts today on Netflix. Eric, thanks.
Thank you.